I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center girls basketball team won for the second time this season with a 50-42 win over Boscobel. The Hornets trailed by 11 at 21-10 in the first half before closing the gap. The Bulldogs were leading 24-23 at halftime. Richland Center would lead by 11 in the second half, and they held off Boscobel's thoughts of a comeback with late game free throws. Hornets senior Carly Meaden had a big game with 22 points, including 11 from the free throw line. Kylie Burns added 15, J.C. Gander 6, Jasmine Hazelrig hit a three-point basket, and Reagan Shep scored 2. Richland Center was 16 for 27 from the free throw line, and they made 4 three-pointers. Boscobel was paced by Kylie Johnson, who scored 13, Avery Updike scored 12, Anna Bailey added 6, Addison Rounds totaled 4 points, Aubrey Seep and Maya Bomeister both had 3, and Kenna Wallen scored 1. The Bulldogs made 8 three-pointers, and they went 6 for 8 from the line. Richland Center won the JV game 39-25 over the Bulldogs. With a 50-42 win, Richland Center is now 2-21. They have a game scheduled for tonight at La Crosse Logan. Boscobel is now 3-19 overall, and they are scheduled to play at Kickapoo this evening. In other girls' games, Mauston over Westby, 76-49. The Viroqua-Wazika Steuben game was postponed. It was a win for Argyle-Pecatonica over New Glarus, 63-40. Marshall got the win against Wisconsin Heights, 48-38. Wisconsin Dells, 67-24 over Adams Friendship. Nielsville beat Toma, 64-28. And Nisida over Seneca, 39-33. Boys basketball, it was Ithaca getting the win against Cashton, 67-42. River Valley with a victory against Boscobel, 77-36. Riverdale defeated Cassville, 58-40. Kickapoo, 74, and Seneca, 70. It was North Crawford, 92-22 over Weston. And Platteville and Mineral Point locked up last night, with Mineral Point coming out 91-59 winners. The Dodgeville-Darlington game postponed until tonight. Games that are scheduled in boys basketball: Ithaca at Lafarge, Iowa Grant at Cassville, Lancaster at Wazika Steuben, Prairie du Chien at Fenimore. A really good non-conference matchup: North Crawford at Royal. North Crawford with one loss, Royal undefeated. Non-conference boys basketball tonight at Royal. Dodgeville is at Darlington, Cashton at New Lisbon, DeSoto at Brookwood, Sauk Prairie at Baraboo, Portage at Reedsburg, and Highland at River Ridge. Girls basketball, River Ridge at Riverdale. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com tonight. Ithaca at Highland, Albany Monticello at River Valley, Westby at North Crawford, Richland Center travels to La Crosse Logan, Potosi Cassville at Platteville, Viroqua at DeSoto, Lancaster at Pecatonica Argyle, Schulzburg at Southwestern, Bangor at Brookwood, Royal at Cashton, Waniwak Center at Nisida, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Mauston at Black River Falls, Iowa Grant visits Belmont, Boscobel at Kickapoo, and Prairie du Chien at Cuba City in girls basketball. And wrestling takes center stage. Team sectionals are being held across the state. There are sectionals in Division 1, a total of 8 of them. Division 2, there are 4 sectionals across the state in Medford, Denmark, and North Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. And closest to us, Prairie du Chien, Sectional C, Match 1, GET taking on GET Miller's Winduro, taking on Belmont Platteville, and Match 2, Fenimore versus Lodi. Those matches both begin at 6 o'clock, with the winner set to face off at around 8 o'clock. Division 3, a total of 4 sectionals across the state in Clear Lake, Bonduelle, Oostburg, and Mineral Point. The Pointers hosting Aquinas and Iowa Grant. Mineral Point wrestles against Royal Waniwak Center. Both matches at 6, with the winners to face off later on in the evening. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League last night. Cardinal CG had the top series, 35-54. New York Life, 35-39. Frazier Home Improvement, a 35-34. Top game, Quail Run Golf Links, 12-58. Cardinal CG, a 1,202. Frazier Home Improvement, 1,197. Top series, Todd Gruber, a 715. Darren Schweinefuss, 118 over average with a 709. And Chase Keller, a 697. Top game, Corey Swanson, a 267. Todd Gruber, a 266. Fred Kepler rolled a 265. Corey Swanson with a 672 series, 117 over average. Steve Swanson bowled a 614, 101 over average. And Jeff Frazier bowled a 580, 94 over average. The third quarter was won by Quail Run Golf Links. Team members include Terry Wheaton, Monica Wheaton, Casey Owen, Tim Callen, Chris Pardoon, Jan Marie Davis, and Corey Davis. Marquette hopes that a week of rest and shooting practice will fix a shooting slump when Seton Hall visits the Fiserv Forum for a game tonight. The Golden Eagles won last time out, but the team's cold three-point shooting continued. In the last four games, only 30 of 108 three-pointers found the mark. Marquette hasn't played since last Tuesday, and Coach Shaka Smart thinks the extra rest will help. The Pirates only have a 7-18 record, but they're still riding the high of an upset win over the two-time defending national champion UConn Huskies in their last game. The Wisconsin Badgers doing well in the polls and moving up. The Red Hot Badgers moved up another five spots. Coach Greg Gard's team is now rated 11th after a four-game winning streak. That's the highest ranking for any Big Ten squad, although Michigan, Purdue, and Michigan State are close behind. Marquette gained two spots to number 16 after beating DePaul in its only action. The Badgers play ball tonight. They'll be hosting the Illini from Illinois. Last night, it was Arizona over Baylor, 74-67, and number 3 Duke over Virginia, 80-62. Elsewhere in sports, the Wisconsin Athletics Department has found its new general manager of the football program right inside the building. Marcus Sedbury has been serving as the Deputy Athletic Director, Chief Operating Officer for Wisconsin Athletics since 2022. ESPN reported his promotion on Monday. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh says Sedbury's leadership and vision make him ideal for the job. Most recently, he had an important role in building a comprehensive player personnel and revenue-sharing strategy for the department as it competes in a changing world of college athletics. I'm Phil Nee with a look at Tuesday sports.